The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yeah. Heading for trouble. Seeking it out, shooting it down, and keeping you safe. That's what we're doing here. It's the Danger Zone with David Trainer, the president and founder at New Constructs, a research firm that brings forensic accounting to discounted cash flow analysis and works from the bottom up, where everybody else takes a look at the top down and kind of says, hey, this is what I see. David and his crew, they dig in at the bottom of the securities at the grassroots level, working up from the footnotes to find out where the situation is not as it appears at surface level. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And David comes here to talk about something that is dangerous each and every week. If you want more information on how it works, newconstructs.com. They also blog about their picks. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
CoStar Group.
Danger, danger.
CoStar Group. It's ticker symbol CSGP. This is a company that is in the real estate side, and it's been like a rising star, and the stock price has rocketed. I remember when people were talking about it in the hundreds, and now the stock is in the 200s. So what is making this stock so dangerous? Because it's got to be something more than just the price has been going up.
Yeah, this is a classic example where investors are in love with the income statement and aren't looking at the balance sheet. The revenue growth, the margins, you know, those are good. Revenue growth is impressive. Margins are, and you know, in the above average level. Capital efficiency, however, way below. Returns on invested capital, way below average. And what you've seen here is a growth in the income statement fueled by nearly $2 billion of acquisitions, $1.7 billion in acquisitions, so that at the end of the day, the incremental amount of revenue and profit is actually quite low compared to the amount of capital spent to get it. So this is a classic example of where if you're just trusting the accounting, you're just looking at what Wall Street says, you're going to think great things about CoStar Group. But if you're looking at the whole picture, the comprehensive health or financials of the business, you see that it's actually really poor. That the economics are bad, the cash flows are not as good as you think, and the balance sheet really is a disaster.
Okay, so how bad is this balance sheet when you put it up to the valuation? I mean, how out of whack are we talking about CoStar Group?
Well, we look at a few things. Like, for example, if we were to do a regression analysis of CoStar versus its peers, and we use this regression all the time, return on invested capital regressed against enterprise value divided by invested capital. And it effectively just measures the correlation between return on capital and valuation. And when you look at that chart, you know, CoStar Group looks way overvalued, 53% above where it should be. It looks like the stock is 53% higher than it should be. So that regression analysis says 130 a share. If we're looking on the valuation side, right, we're looking at market expectations that imply, you know, a really highly unrealistic level of growth and margin. And really what we're pointing out here is that if you take into account the true overall comprehensive profitability of the business, including the balance sheet, what you see is that the margin has to be twice what it is now to justify the current stock price to compensate for the lower capital efficiency on the balance sheet. So in other words, what we're trying to say is that there's two parts of the story. There's operating efficiency, there's capital efficiency. When the capital efficiency is poor as it really is, your margin has to be twice what it is today to justify or to be as profitable as the market believes you to be. And we don't believe that that kind of margin expansion or improvement is possible.
So what's going to be the catalyst that makes people wake up and smell the coffee on this?
You know, it's hard to tell, right? I mean, you look, we've seen a lot of these companies and sometimes they even get bought out, right? So we've been wrong because someone's willing, because they got so much cash on the balance sheet, they need to do something like Microsoft buying LinkedIn. I mean, you know, not a good business, but Microsoft's got so much money, it doesn't really matter to them, and they needed to do something to please investors. We don't see that happening with CoStar Group because they have a lot of pretty serious competition in the spaces they're in, and there's really not anybody that would necessarily be interested in acquiring anything except maybe this manual data collection process they have, but because it's so manual, there's not a lot of sexy technology to buy at any kind of meaningful multiple. So we think it's probably going to be precipitated by some sort of an earnings miss. You know, when they're no longer via acquisition to kind of pump up the earnings per share. And you know that earnings per share go up in an acquisition as long as the higher PE company buys the lower PE, regardless of the economics.
So right.
When that train kind of runs out of steam, we'll think we'll see a really sharp sell-off. Exactly how long they can kind of put it off, I can't say with clarity, Chuck. So, you know, I'm not telling you to go to Vegas on this one. I'm just telling you that, well, that you're taking a lot more risk than you might be realizing.
And how ugly is it? What's a fair value on this stock?
We think it's closer to $150.
$150. It's currently trading at almost $275. That's not quite a 50% haircut, but it is distinctly why the CoStar Group, CSGP, is in the danger zone. David, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to doing this with you again next week.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the founder and president at New Constructs. For more information, newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. We're heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life, the Monday, July 17 edition of Money Life. So stay tuned. There's lots more to come. We'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.